Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shane Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred McMullen. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Weaver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Buck Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Benny Kauf. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Heinie Zimmermann. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Art Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Robertson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ferdy Schupp. And now, play ball. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herzog scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schupp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards the mound. Shupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Holke out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferdy Schupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Collins reaches second base with a double. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herzog settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Schupp spins and fires to second and has Collins trapped. There's the throw to Zimmerman, who tags Collins for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kauf hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Felsch is chasing the ball. Kauf rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Heinie Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herzog fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fletcher moves to second. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. Holke bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fletcher moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Robertson moves to third. Holke moves to second. Two outs. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Shupp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. There goes Holke trying to get to home. Felch throws the ball into Schock, who tags Holke, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. There goes Collins. The throw from Raridan and Herzog drops the ball. Collins is safe on the error. Collins moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herzog scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kauf hits a fly ball into center field. Felch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 0-for-2 in the game. Felch is called out on strikes. One out. Chick Gandil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gandil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Weaver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herzog settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. There's a wild pitch. Fletcher moves to third. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holke is hit by the pitch. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher scores. Holke moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schalk hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herzog settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kauf hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Heine Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Zimmermann reaches third base with a triple. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher strikes out. Schock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fletcher out. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. There goes Zimmerman. The slide. Schock applies the tag. Zimmerman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-3 in the game. There goes Collins. The throw from Raridan and he is safe. Collins steals third. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-3 in the game. Felsch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gandel hits a fly ball into center field. Kauf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.